Several days later, Jade Shadow, in high Dathomiri orbit.
Luke stared at the mottled, multicolored world of Dathomir through the forward viewport. He nodded, feeling slightly abashed. Of course it was Dathomir. Ben, seated to Luke's left in the pilot's seat, peered at him.
What is it, Dad?
I'm just feeling a little stupid. There's no world better suited to be the home of this new Sith Order than Dathomir. I should have realized it long before we were on our final leg here.
How so?
There are a lot of Force-sensitives in the population, most of whom are trained in the so-called witchcraft of Dathomir. There's not a lot of government oversight. It's the perfect place for a Force user to hide. And eventually, if she figures out that I'm following my own blood straight to her, she may get rid of it and elude us entirely. Luke paused to consider.
I wonder if she's looking for it.
There are mentions in ancient records that there was a Sith Academy here long, long ago. Ben nodded.
Well, I'll prep Mom's headhunter and get down there. I'll be your eyes and ears on the ground.
Luke gave his son a confused look.
I'm not going down with you.
I'm feeling much better, much more rested.
Yeah, but there's a Jedi school down there. The terms of your exile say that you can't...
Luke grinned and held up a hand, cutting off his son's words.
You're a little bit behind the times, Ben. Maybe you need your own galactic map updated. More than 2 years ago, when the Jedi turned against Jason at Kuat.
Yeah, and we set up shop on Endor for a while. What about it?
We pulled everyone off Dathomir when Jason's government shut the school down. The Jedi have yet to reopen it.
Comprehension dawned on Ben's face.
So there's no school, and it's legal for you to visit?
Yes.
That's kind of getting by on a technicality, isn't it?
All law is technicality, Ben. Get authorization for landing.